Not Dead Yet. It's a show by Therese Ritchie and Chips McNulty.
Both are respected artists in their own right. Can you tell us a bit about them?
Both of them have a very similar politics. They're both interested in Indigenous rights, interested in the Northern Territory, and interested in social justice. Mining is probably one of those themes that comes up. So a lot of these posters sort of talk about those issues. It's a very eclectic mix of different size posters, different size photographs, and stuff that's in between the two, part photograph, part digital manipulation, part drawing. Therese's work in particular draws on all those different elements. Therese comes from a photographic background, and Chips is from a screen printing propaganda background. In fact, he did his first propaganda poster at age 14 for his school, getting people involved in the Vietnam War or protesting the Vietnam War. It's a fantastic poster. Is your school revolting? I think a lot of people sort of remember these posters. I've spoken to people that have had T-shirts by Chips. Oh, yeah, there's a great one here of Malcolm Fraser that you might have seen. And based on his old slogan, life wasn't meant to be easy. But Chips has added an extra element, make life impossible.
And just looking at Therese Ritchie works, there's some stunning pieces in here as well.
This work here is an interesting one called The Short Grass People, where Indigenous people come to observe the people living with the short grass, the mowed lawns, in a kind of ethnographical way.